Preparing this talk, I became convinced that when he began his holiday, because of the advent of sound in film, Chaplin was worried that he would have to give up making films altogether after City Lights, and that he may even have been thinking of a career in British politics instead. Perhaps his prolonged time with Douglas Fairbanks in St. Moritz, and then the prolonged stay in Bali at the end of his world tour, gave him a chance to settle, revived his creativity, and restored his faith in the human race. And perhaps the hilarity of the island people he so admired, laughing at his comic antics, restored his faith in the power of pantomime. This did not prevent him from being in a very political mode on his return to America, when he released his idea for an economic solution, as was described by Sidney in his letter. Soon after his return, he met Paulette Goddard, and I also think that she probably played a large part in convincing him that what he did best was filmmaking, and that he could actually combine economics, writing, and his political interest, and films. And of course, he went on to do exactly that in Modern Times. The enormous success of City Lights, in spite of having been a silent movie, proved that he'd been right all along anyway, and the board of directors shouldn't have been worried about the film's success. Charlie returned to Bali a few years later with Paulette Goddard. Cocteau said in an interview that Chaplin and he had a plan to meet there together to make a film at the end of the 1930s, but the war intervened. So in the 1930s, he did Modern Times, and yet he was still playing with all these other, was he going to do Bali, was he going to do Napoleon, was he going to do Regency? And then in 1937, there was a call in the American press for Chaplin to make a peace film. An Ohio reader of The Spectator suggested that Chaplin should cast his little man as a universal victim of the insanity of war and give us the peace picture the world is waiting for. Chaplin would play the leading role. Somebody wrote to a newspaper in Ohio, and this was taken up in a Hollywood paper, and this editor wrote and confirmed it, that it would be wonderful, that if Chaplin's genius and talent could be used to produce a satire on war, and would point at the munitions makers, the international diplomats, politicians, stuffed shirt dictators, moguls of finance who want police protection for their properties abroad, etc., etc. The people would laugh, but under those laughs would be exposed the bitter realization of the folly and futility of wars in general. Only Chaplin could produce a picture that would accomplish these objectives. We know that there were many cartoons in the press all through the 1930s comparing Chaplin and Hitler, so I'm not saying that these articles in the press gave him the ideas to do the dictator, but it must have been quite... must have supported him. Maybe he'd already had the idea before, I don't know that. Perhaps he was already contemplating, but anyway, the rest is history. And if I think back to his 18-month prolonged holiday, when he was desperate with worry as to what would become of him and his career, and how he could ever go back to Hollywood and make films, and was even considering becoming a politician and staying in England, I can only admire how incredibly ingeniously he came to combine both film and politics in this wonderful film.